My radio name is Wes Nessman.
I'm Chris Covington.
And this is the Rock Show Backstage.
Hello.
It has been a crazy month or so.
Yes.
I'm getting over the Halloween thing, which, you know, man.
Yeah.
Boy, I ended up a little tired and stupid.
Takes it out of you.
And speaking of tired and stupid, you've been sick a long time.
I've been sick for weeks.
And tell everybody about the weird way you/we started this morning.
I've been having some asthma in the mornings, but this morning I woke up with just my throat, like, completely almost closed up, like my tonsils.
That's not the weird part.
Well, what's the weird part?
The dangly thing.
Oh yeah, the dangly thing in my throat. Yeah, I couldn't breathe.
The dangly thing in her throat.
I was like, look in the dangle in my throat and see what it is.
And she made me look.
I did.
And now we've all looked down our throat at some point, mm-hmm. or somebody else's throat.
Yep.
And you're familiar what it looks like
the
your dangly thing.
Yeah, it was like resting on my tongue.
It's resting down there. It's
not good.
Really like an old man's balls.
It feels a little bit better now. I don't think I have strep throat, but I don't know what's happening. I'm on so many medicines right now. Like, I've got medicines galore. I am on my final day, tomorrow's my last day of antibiotics, so I really don't know what the fuck's going on, but now that I'm over here diagnosing myself on Google, I think I have everything.
Well, what did you decide?
I'm probably dying.
Okay. That was my guess,
too. Probably going to die.
All right, then.
Be mono. I don't know. I'm going back to the doctor today. I have gone to the doctor every Friday for the last 4 weeks.
Really?
Every single Friday. Yeah, this is going to make another one.
Well, they'll eventually get it. You know what?
Hopefully.
It's my buddy Jonathan, who is actually a friend of Lucky's. You know, they did the haunted house stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He nearly died because they couldn't figure out what was going wrong with him.
Mm-hmm.
And one day he started bleeding behind his eyes.
Okay, that's scary.
All right.
I hope that doesn't happen to me.
Well,
I'm hoping this was just some drainage or something. I don't know.
Well, his ended up being West Nile.
Oh.
I don't think you have West Nile.
I haven't even been around any mosquitoes.
Well, you wouldn't know.
I don't think I got bit by one also.
What got you in the back of your neck or something? You'd have no idea.
I don't know.
Yeah, the mosquitoes.
I hope I don't have West Nile. What the fuck?
I'm not saying you have West Nile. I'm saying is sometimes it takes them a little while to narrow it down.
Well, it's taken a while. I am kind of starting to wonder if I might have mono, though, after
self-diagnosing.
Yes, yeah.
Well,
I have
when was the last time you kissed a boy or a homeless person?
June.
Then you don't have mono.
I'm probably fine.
Yeah.
I don't think it's really just from kissing. I think you can get it otherwise.
Look it up.
My friend in second grade got mono. She wasn't kissing anybody.
You don't know that.
No,
her brother could have been.
Definitely wasn't kissing anybody. They call it the kissing disease but that's not the only way to get it.
Typically spread through close contact with an infected person,
right.
Kissing, sharing personal items.
Sharing personal items. I could have taken a drink out of someone's drink, coughing, sneezing.
Blood
transfusion. It's not just from kissing. Silly.
I think that you would be a little bit more drag-assy.
But
it's kind of hard to tell.
Because I'm on all these medicines.
You know, when something already moves slow, you can't tell when it slows down.
Exactly. Yes, I know. But I'm just really annoyed with all of this. I have been sick for a long time, so I'm tired of
it. Oh, it's been very pleasurable for me. I've actually, each day I kind of went, this is awesome.
I've been miserable.
This is amazing.
This has been terrible.
Yeah, so anyways, there's that. Okay. Mm. All right, you ready to do some jokes?
Yes, tell me some jokes. Let's go.
Here we go. These are jokes that didn't make it on air. I love the humiliation involved in here.
Oh, great.
You know what? Wow, you know, I said that out loud, and I'm wondering if maybe I do have some weird thing like that where I like to be humiliated. I don't know.
I think you probably do.
I don't know.
Maybe a little bit.
Okay, I'm freaked out now. Okay, here you go. These are jokes that didn't make it, either for a lack of time or a lack of funny.
Okay.
Or they weren't complete, didn't write them down.
What do we got? What do we got?
Here you go. Tom Petty's Malibu mansion sold for $11 million.
Nice.
The seller was originally offered $10 million, but said, I won't back down.
Okay. Wow. Thanks, Wes. Wonder why that didn't make it.
Kraft is selling apple pie flavored mac and cheese. Uh-oh. It's expected to taste like one of those burps you get where you almost vomit.
Oh, gross. I like that one. You should have told that one.
Okay, maybe I will do that
That's
next
week.
That's
a good
week. One. Okay, I got another variation of that one. Kraft is selling apple pie flavored mac and cheese. It's expected to be a hot item when it's donated to food drives next year.
Right, exactly. Ugh.
Mm. Here you go. This one's too real.
Okay.
A new report says that nearly half of workers won't get a raise in 2025.
Oh.
The other half will be fired.
No, God. That just got worse and worse.
Another realistic one right here. The wealth of the top U.S. billionaires soared by $698 billion this past year.
Oh, my Lord.
And how awesome is it they'll be covering all those missing SNAP benefits?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Bet they will.
Here's another one with too much truth. Amazon is selling a Thanksgiving meal for $25. It's described as the perfect meal for people to add to their cart when dildo shopping.
Oh, gross. Wes.
Oh. People are on the Amazon. They're buying those, and they're like, "Oh, I gotta get some food too."
I buy cat food.
Okay. The Special Olympics wrote a letter to Kid Rock asking him to stop using the R word. It was a very bold move, assuming Kid Rock can read.
Right. Yeah. Good luck with that.
For the first time in 30... Did I mention these are jokes that didn't make
it
on air?
Yes, you did, yeah.
Because they weren't just
right
there.
Right, yeah, yeah.
For the first time in 35 years, there are no rap songs in the top 40 of the Hot 100.
That's weird.
So prayers really do work.
Okay.
Oh. Sydney Sweeney debuted a new haircut. I'm just telling you this so you can pretend you're looking at her hair.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A man is in trouble for taking staged photos of toddlers with alcohol, marijuana, and guns.
Oh.
The man was charged with being totally hilarious.
Right.
Two more. There you go. Gas prices are at a four-year low while electricity bills are... Let's do this again.
Please start that one over.
Gas prices are at a four-year low while electricity bills are skyrocketing.
Oh.
Skyrocketing.
Yeah.
Gas.
Jesus Christ.
Gas prices are at a four-year. You know, people want to hang on at this point just to see how
they
it's going to end.
Yeah, I bet y'all it's not worth it.
It's not. That's why it's here. Gas prices are at a four-year low while electricity bills are skyrocketing.
Oh, no.
This is an American phenomenon known as still fucked.
Yeah, we are.
Okay. The next one, I just didn't think it would quite get there. Here we go.
Okay.
This is the last one.
What do we got?
Rob Schneider. Oh, this is the second appearance of Rob Schneider today.
Wes hates him.
Rob Schneider claims there were no children's hospitals when he was young because kids didn't get sick.
Okay.
Not true, said a kid in an iron lung.
Exactly. My goodness. Did he really say that?
Yeah.
What a stupid fuck.
There's
what
photos.
A stupid fucking moron. Oh, my God.
Kids didn't. There was no kids' hospitals then.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Rob, how about this? Maybe there were no kids' specialists then.
Oh, my God.
It is one of the most ridiculous things
I've
ever.
Oh, he's so dumb.
Anyways, whatever.
Wow.
All right, then.
Wow.
Okay, you know, most he didn't write any of those comedy bits that made him popular either. I mean, he's popular. You can do it. That's an Adam Sandler bit.
Yeah.
And the whole thing, the Richmeister and all that written by a
SNL
writer.
I wonder what Adam
Sandler
thinks about how shitty he's been.
Adam still likes him. Remember, he put him in the last special.
I mean, they've been friends for a really long time, so it makes me wonder.
Adam just doesn't pay attention to that kind of stuff.
He just ignores it.
And it really doesn't matter to me either. But, you know, kids, you know, you just don't go there. You just don't make fun of kids being sick or dying unless you're on the rock show. So
right.
Yeah. So
it's only
us,
funny here.
Us and Rob Schneider. I expect more out of Rob Schneider than I expect out of myself.
It's funny that
that's what I'm saying.
Well, it's kind of funny because it's like, it is Rob Schneider. Why are we expecting anything out of him at all? Like, we need to lower our expectations, honestly. Maybe this is a problem with us.
You know, the world's going to hell, but we want to know what Deuce Bigalow has to say about
exactly,
it.
Exactly. We need to just let this one go. Let's just let this go.
Or that movie, The Animal.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, let's let this go.
I used to get high as hell and watch those movies.
Yeah.
But you had to be high as hell.
They are funny.
To watch this. You know, they're really not retrospect.
They're stupid.
They don't have that staying power that a bunch of the other stuff does.
No, not really.
Okay, I'll look for another topic here. Real quick, tell everybody about your show.
I've got a show.
Providing you don't die.
Yes, I just announced it yesterday. I am doing a show called New Year, Old Me.
Mm.
It's coming up on January 2nd. It's going to be at Jake's Back Room. The tickets are $15 general admission and $40 for VIP two tops.
What is a VIP means I get
two
what?
Top tables. Oh, you're going to get front row two-seater tables, so it's $40 for two tickets.
What's the benefit of being close to you?
You can get spit on by me. And you might like it.
Catch some of that mono.
And I might do a little, might talk to you a little bit more.
Get a look at those feet.
This is going to be really fun. I am bringing my piano and I'm bringing a projector with me and doing
a projector?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I'm going to do a whole thing with it.
You're going to need to take some pictures of me and
I might put one of you on there. Maybe you with your nipples out. I might give a little show to the people.
We can work that out.
But I'm going to do questionnaires. You know I'm going to do all the fun that I
think you just sold out.
I probably did. That. I'm going to do a lot of fun stuff at this one that I don't normally do. And the show's all going to be about, you know, how we all reinvent ourselves at the beginning of the year and then we all fail. It's going to be about diet trends and things like that. It's going to be good. I've got Curtis Hines hosting it, and I've got Chris Crawford opening for me. And you guys have probably never seen him in Lubbock. He does not come here very often. He's an Amarillo and San Angelo comic normally, and he is funny as a motherfucker.
Yeah, really?
I'm very excited to have him, yes.
What happened to our buddy Adam? I haven't heard from him in forever.
I know, me neither.
He used to give us all those great jokes.
That's true.
I don't think he's been doing comedy.
I wonder what
he's
up to.
Well, he's a good guy, though.
Yeah, Chris Crawford's great. Y'all look Chris and Curtis both up. Curtis is, of course, right now in charge of Laugh Hub City, and so he's helped me out with the whole thing. And this is going to be a really fun show. I would love to see you at it.
Okay, I guess while we're putting plugs in here, don't forget that I will be open for Christmas.
Yes.
On December 6th for Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes.
Now, the big question is, and it's interesting, what it is it's this Christmas overlay. And if you've ever dealt with Disneyland, you know that they do this kind of thing for the Haunted Mansion.
Yes.
You know,
I've always wanted to go.
They take the Haunted Mansion and then they put Nightmare Before Christmas characters and stuff in some of the scenes on top. But it's still the Haunted Mansion.
Right.
Okay, that's what I want to mention. It's still Nightmare on 19th Street. It's still the four attractions.
Yep.
It's just got this Christmas
vibe. Christmas vibes, yeah.
That I'm telling you, there's something about it that makes the whole thing seem different, even though it's not fundamentally different.
Right.
But we do, you know, the creepy Christmas lights, and we do...
like evil elves and things out
there. And we run a Christmas soundtrack throughout the whole park.
See, that's spooky. There's something eerie about mixing Halloween with Christmas.
I know, and it's weird because usually we're very tight-ass about doing different scene music. You know what I mean? Like, you'll always hear this here and that there, and it sets that scene. Use the same music throughout the park.
Creepy.
This creepy Christmas stuff.
Yes.
And somehow it vibes.
It works.
So we're going to do that for our second year in a row. And then, of course, we'll be back Valentine's for our touch event. So
nice.
That's going to be a lot
that
of fun.
That is going to be fun.
All right. Of course, this weekend is a big weekend in Lubbock, Texas because of a big football game.
Huge Ormus.
How are you feeling about it? And how are the people around you feeling about it?
I'm excited. Do you know what? This year is the first year that I've ever watched any Tech games. I have watched three Tech games this year. I've watched three.
Mm-hmm.
Like, actually watched them with my friends. Of course, I'm not going to get to see it in the stadium.
Right.
But I think I might go and watch it with my buddies who are very excited about it.
Right.
Yeah. They are really stoked on Tech right now. Everybody's wearing their lucky socks. In fact, I wore my Texas Tech sweater last time, and I was like, I walked in. I go, guys, I got a sweater, so we're going to win. And we did win. So,
you know, I really, really like it when we win and everybody's happy and everything. But there's a point where the glomming on just is like, you didn't do anything. You weren't there at practice.
No, yeah.
You know, you didn't donate to the program.
I like that we're winning just because it's fun. Everybody's excited about it.
Yeah, see, that's the area where I'm in, yeah.
We got the students are all camped out to get in and everything. I think that's kind of fun and silly.
You know, and
I bet they're enjoying it.
I always work on Saturdays. So generally what I do is I catch portions of the radio broadcast while I'm driving around, mm-hmm. you know, getting stuff to work with and mm-hmm. stuff. It's horrible.
Yeah. Is it really?
It's the quality.
Is it bad?
Is horrible. You know, I'm not good enough to compare the announcers to other announcers. They're certainly satisfactory.
Are you usually listening to it whenever the game's on? Not watching it. If you do, like,
I never watch it. I hear the radio broadcast and it's terrible. And I can tell you what they're doing and tell you why it's terrible.
Mm.
They do all this stuff, all the processing for uh-huh. the show, all the commercial mm-hmm. insertion and all that stuff in another place.
Mm.
And then they push it back. So it goes through all that processing and internet stuff so that it just sounds
just wonky and shitty.
Yeah, but I mean, they've got it figured out for other teams and the NFL and other sports, but for some reason it's
all got this kind of a sound to it. You know what I mean? Like a high school football game from the 70s.
Maybe they need to call you up and get you to go help them out.
Okay. Let's get into it because we got 3 minutes left.
All right.
Or 4 minutes.
Tell me.
We used to be the host of it.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were the hosts of it, all of that stuff, other than the actual game, mm-hmm. all of the spots, mm-hmm. all of the sweepers and all that stuff, was originated here.
Right.
And it sounded just
was
as
that with Rob?
Good. Yeah. No, it was before then.
Oh, it was before Rob.
I produced the whole thing.
Oh, did you really? Wow.
Well, I made all the parts for it.
Right.
Then, you know, then we had a kid come in
mm-hmm.
and run it.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounded high fidelity, and it sounded of its time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it sounded exciting and everything like that. And now it sounds like a high school game, and I just hate it for
that
Texas
Tech. That really sucks.
Tech.
It's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
A little
you
bit
know,
embarrassing.
They've managed to upgrade everything else, but they've got this long-term contract with this company, and I hate the way it sounds. May just be me.
I bet it's not.
To a small degree, it's the same thing with satellite radio. Now, you may not notice it, and it's interesting, too, because you're a music person.
Yes.
You have that pretty good pitch is what the kids call
that's
it.
That's what they say.
But you still don't notice some of the things that I notice.
Oh, no, not at all.
About
quality
of broadcast.
Mm-mm.
And the satellite people, they got 1,700 channels, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in order to have that many channels on the bandwidth they send out, they have to squinch each one.
Mm.
And most people do not hear that squinch when they're listening back. But I can hear it, and it drives
and it
me
you insane.
Fucking nuts.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't handle this. I'll throw on a CD and get some quality if I want.
Well, I'm not going to be listening to the game. I'll be watching.
Okay. So, well, I promise you, the sound's better.
I do enjoy the commercials sometimes. There's some pretty good commercials.
You know,
during our games.
That's the other part, and we'll put a button in this particular deal. They do such a poor job of the local commercials.
Yeah, the local Bulldog. I think that maybe is
Look
why
at,
I like them.
Here's what I got to say to you guys if you're hearing this. If you're going to spend that much money to get a commercial on a Tech game, spend the money to get a good commercial.
Yeah, you really should.
On a Tech game.
You really should.
But every commercial sounds like they took a cassette player to a dude's office.
Yes.
And had him read from a script
they
one time.
They make me laugh. They're making me laugh, and it's not about the quality. It's just yeah. They're not great. You're right. Save up. Save up and get a good one.
All right. I just saw one more thing we can talk about to finish this up today.
Okay.
We promised that we would try to keep this at 20 minutes. We promised each other because that way we can, commit to it.
Okay.
Old people habits everyone should adopt.
All
okay.
Right.
We got 1 minute to discuss this. See whether you like it.
What do we got?
Saying nice things to strangers.
Yeah.
I've tried to do that.
Yes.
One grandma said, don't wash the dishes if you're cooking. Make the eaters wash them. You are not a maid.
Oh.
That's a good habit,
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, it is.
You invite people over, have them clean your house.
I don't do that. Yeah.
Number three, sleep as much as you need to. There's no shame in self-care. That's not an option.
Yeah, not really.
An elder said, I always opt for flying on the first flight of the day because the plane's been at the gate overnight and there's shorter lines. Old people like to fly early.
Okay.
Old people also recommend an early hour in pajamas just for themselves.
Oh, I do that. I do the whole day in pajamas. The second I get home, the jeans come off, the jammies go on. Every time. Whole day's in jammies.
We'll skip to the end since we're out of time. Werther's Original.
Yay.
And there's a reason for this that I did not know.
Oh.
They said hard candy. I didn't get it before, but now that I'm middle-aged and taking meds for physical problems, my mouth goes dry.
Oh.
It sucks, so I suck on candy.
It makes sense.
This has been The Rock Show, backstage.